nothing could be more relevant than this teaching to your life. So what is it that's not working? What are your outer problems? Do not label them your problems. We only have a problem when we have an unhappy mind, when we have painful feeling, unpleasant feeling, discouragement, disappointment, etc. If there's no unpleasant feeling, we have no problem, and we just fix whatever it is that's the matter by the method by which it gets fixed, which is completely different from the method by which we solve our own problems. It is the same with our house, our car, our money, our relationships, and so forth. Because of mistakenly believing outer problems are their own problems, mixing the two together, most people seek ultimate refuge in the wrong objects. So what that means is we're looking for a solution to our unpleasant feeling, our disappointment, our discouragement, our mental pain, in the wrong objects. Nothing out there is going to take those pains away. Only something in here is going to take those pains away. So what is it that gets in here? Minds that are the opposite of those experiences. We train our mind in compassion and wisdom. So, in general, we have no thought, no idea. It doesn't even occur to us in modern society that we need to solve our inner problem. Nobody even uses those words. Nobody says outer problems, inner problems. That's Buddha's diagnosis, like the kindest of doctors. So let's see. We need to test the teaching. We need to see how it works. So no one at your workplace, in your family, is going to help you with this, because this is a wisdom way of distinguishing outer problems from our own problems. So you're going to have to be quite determined yourself, because the tide of society mixes those two together. So I'd really encourage you, you will have what I would call an aha moment, an aha, aha, there's my problem, there's my problem. It's like unpleasant feeling comes, my problem, my problem, my problem. That's not my problem. I just need to get that fixed. I'll get it fixed. It's fixed by a different method. This will never be fixed. It will never be fixed by an outer method. Never. Impossible. Think about it. You know, we're using logical reasoning. Nothing I've said is requires blind faith. Just use intellectual reasoning. So no matter how hard we work to solve our outer problems, they will never cease. You know, everybody's so tired. Why are we tired all the time? We have more labor-saving devices than ever before, and everybody's tired. You know, when you meet somebody and you say, "Hi, how are you?" "Fine, fine." "How are you really?" "Well, I'm a bit tired." So why are we tired? Because we're trying to solve outer problems. Outer problems are endless. They're not going to end. Inner problems cease. Inner problems cease. So I'm not saying don't fix outer problems. Please don't be extreme. You just fix outer problems by the methods that fix outer problems. But if we distinguish what is my problem My problem of unpleasant feelings, and that long list I've given you, can cease. We can become someone who's never experiencing unhappiness, no matter what happens. That's a realization. That's an inner development. That's extraordinary. And when we do it, for example, like the author of this text, we'll want everybody to learn how to do it. Because inner problems, unhappiness, unpleasant feelings can cease if we apply the correct scientific methods.